Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
Away we go. Saturday night footy, good crowd building at the SCG. Perfect bounce as well. Neither ruckman decisive, taken out of there by Merritt, who takes the bombers inside forward. 50 chest mark taken 45 metres out as well. And Gresham will think about going back for the shot on a slight angle here.
Great start there by the bombers. Just a nice hit down there from Draper and the one kick straight to the forward line. I mean, that's what you want to see at training or something like that. They've brought it into the match.
Now, the former Saint, who kicked a goal last week on debut for the Bombers after making that switch in the off-season. He's been around a long time now, good for a goal a game throughout his St Kilda career as well. He should kick from right around the arc here towards the MA Noble stand and strikes it beautifully. Drop punt is bending back and the Bombers have the opening goal of the game inside a minute here from Jay Gresham. One goal straight six. The Sydney no score on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
45 seconds in, two kicks for the match, and they've got a goal. That doesn't happen too often. And what I love about this crowd, too, is that there's a lot of Bomber supporters make the trip up to Sydney to come and watch their side play. A lot of the Melbourne teams do that, but the Bombers especially. And, you know, great crowd lifter when you're getting a goal 45 seconds in.
Triple M Seabus Super special comments tonight. Troy Luff with us. Seabus Super making hard work a payoff since 1984. So the Bombers away to a hot start. They got the job done last week over Hawthorn, 24 points the margin there, and they did score freely at times. So perfect night for footy in the Harbour City. We get set to do it again. The Bombers draw first blood. I notice Rampy's gone to Stringer as well. Bring the bounce back.
I like that matchup, Brad. Good, they're both same sort of size, stocky build.
Well, he's so often the barometer for Essendon, isn't he? Stringer gets going, and he tends to light them up. So the ball elevates again in the middle. Draper gets rid of Grundy, gives it to Merritt. Around the body ball, high up and under towards half forward. Caldwell waits underneath it and takes the mark. Hugs it to his chest, gives it to Merritt. Merritt follows up, wants his left side. Drive it to a hot spot. Dangerous spot. Cox, was he being held? I think he was. Was Cox being held? He was. He'll get a free kick. And he's only 15 out directly in front, northern end.
Not sure about that matchup, Caldwell or Blakey. There's 13 centimetres the difference in size. And that kick there, Blakey didn't use his height to try and get over the top and spoil it. And in the end, it was an easy mark to call. Swan's yet to touch the ball, and there's only been six disposals in this match so far, and they're going for the second goal.
Red Z Lending stats. Merritt has how many of those? At least three.
Two.
Red Z Lending, loans for the self-employed, REDZED.com. So Nick Cox with the footy to get Essendon off to a flyer to the northern end. They got two. We've played a minute and a half and Essendon have got two. They're two straight 12. Sydney yet to score. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Oh, look, it's nothing to panic. Obviously, for the Swans, this is a freak start. You're kicking two goals in the first 3 minutes of the game. And as I said, there's been now a total of seven disposals in this game and a total of five kicks. So five kicks and two of those have been goals. Not a bad start by the Bombers, but that's just the confidence it'll give the whole side.
Clearance going the Swans' way. Clever tap by McInerney, trying to get Lloyd involved, but Hind sockers it towards Papley. Now McInerney's on the outside, sockers it back towards Papley. The Swans get their first inside 50 in a scrappy fashion. Perkins takes it away. His kick smothered. Breaks for Durham, and now the Bombers get it to centre. We all big contest. Oh, Wright went right through Cunningham, and Harry is down for the count right now as the Swans fans let you know what they thought about that act from 2 metre Peter.
Yeah, he's still down to Cunningham. So, and he's right next to this free kick that's just been awarded to Rowbottom, centre wing broadcast side. So umpire will just hold up play here for just a moment.
There's something also going on at centre half back.
Well, that's where Peter Wright is.
Yeah. So, in saying that, Peter Wright did the right thing. He contested the football.
They've taken exception, so
it's on here.
Was it a
half
good old
forward, a bit of push and shove.
Let him go.
Well, that's all you're allowed to do nowadays, a bit of push and shove. But pretty much all but about eight players are in this melee here at the moment. And because the play is not going to continue, the umpire can't throw the ball up to try and break it up.
Bob Jane T. Marts, Justin Edwards.
Yeah, physio's just made the call for the stretcher here. Harry Cunningham in quite a bad way, still yet to get up.
Stand by for the Triple M Harvey Norman replays. That will be fascinating viewing. The Swans have already been judged, jury and executioner. They've gone to Peter Wright. Didn't like the way he went about it.
Oh, no, that doesn't look good on the replay. He's hit Harry Cunningham high. Eyes off the footy.
He was the mistake that Wright made was he turned his body into a hip and shoulder and didn't actually put his fist up to contest the ball. It's pretty much he's just gone straight at Cunningham then.
On the blind side.
And this is going to be the result. And this will be a couple of weeks. The AFL have cracked down on this so much that he will probably miss at least 2 weeks because of this.
Braden Campbell changes the angle. He gets it to Warner. Warner can run. Driving ball half forward. Logan McDonald marks. Forward 50. He can get the journey. Right. He stops and he props and he goes wider still to Goulden. And Goulden marks. He'll square the footy even further for a better angle. And taking the mark is Haywood, and he'll settle and have a shot from 40 out directly in front, Randwick end.
Just how hard Errol Goulden works. He was in the half-back line when there was a scrimmage there. He saw his teammates had won the ball. He just sprinted forward all the way deep inside the forward 50. I'll tell you what, the Swans' desperation there in their defensive half was fantastic.
So Haywood with the responsibility now. Can he get Sydney's first goal to the southern end? He fires. He loves it. Goal umpire does not move. And Sydney draw one back. They're 1-1-7. The Bombers are two straight 12. Triple M Bunnings scoreboard.
Bombers tidy up. Lovely punch handball from Caldwell. Back to Dersma. And now Gresham does the team thing. It was touched off the boot. Langford has to improvise. Oh, boy, did he improvise. What a finish. A little check side from the boundary line, and the Bombers have three straight, 18 to lead by 11. 1-1-7, the Swans here.
Hang on, Speedy, they're reviewing it.
On the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard, I reckon it's a goal.
This is what people complained about last week, was there were so many times the umpires reviewed obvious decisions didn't need to be reviewed, and this is just another one. His foot's nowhere near the ball. He's calling it. It could be touched. It's a goal.
It will be a goal, an overrule of the on-field call. It's three straight and a lovely finish from Langford.
Dersma lends a hand to Langford. Langford round the body for his second. He's kicked it. Langford's got two. Essendon have got four. And they are on fire early at the SCG. They're four straight 24. Sydney are 1-1-7.
So Draper, good to see him back for Bombers supporters as Haywood goes round the body. Beautiful looking kick. Does it bend enough? Does it bend enough? Yes, it does. So Haywood gets Sydney second against the tide. They draw it back to 11 points. 2-1-13. The Bombers are four straight 24. And that happening on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Let's have a look at a couple of Triple M red Zs. Nick Blakey, he's had six disposals for the Swans. Campbell's been really good running off the half back. He's taken the game on. He's had five. Four to Lloyd, Chad Warner and Goulden. And for the Bombers, McGrath's had seven. Sardis has had five, as has Heppel. And Merritt also has five.
So he found McLean, and he's pretty much going at a goal a game throughout his 56-game AFL career. Only a slight angle here from point-blank range. Drop punt on the way and drills it. Swans fans like it. And they're back within one straight kick now. 3-3-21. They trail by 4 points. The Bombers 4-1-25 on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
So have a look, Errol Goulden's now had six disposals. And it's interesting that with what Peter Wright did, that it also, that might lift the Swans. But at the same time, it's brought his game down a little bit. He actually hasn't had a kick yet.
Perkins and now Hyde, risky kick. Right into the centre circles, another big contest. It breaks the Swans' way. Soccer down in front of McDonald by Patley, who wants it back by hands. But McDonald straightens up, saw a better option in the pocket. Free kick has to go to Amati. Over the shoulder, in the back, take your pick. He's got a set shot from 40 out coming up.
Eight possessions to Heppel, and Amati probably better position here for him. He sometimes when he gets a little bit nervous when he's actually directly in front, so a better kick. And mentioned before, the tools, when you've got McLean, when you've got McDonald and Amati in there, it makes it really tough.
Oh, he's coming around the corner, Luffy, from 45 metres out. This is it'll take something special, but he knew what he was capable of. Joel Amati gives the Swans the lead with an around-the-corner bender from 45 out late in the first term. 4-3-27 to 4-1-25 on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. That's a beauty. It's an Amati party all of a sudden. And this will be the end of the first quarter. And the biggest talking point will be the big hit by Peter Wright on Harry Cunningham, who was subbed out of the game in the opening 5 minutes. But it's the Swans, 4-4-28, leading the Bombers, 4-1-25 by 3 points.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
Justin Edwards is standing by, thanks to Bob Jane T-Mart.
So Harry Cunningham returned to the Swans bench late in that first quarter. He looks to be in good spirits and was getting involved at the quarter time huddle, so that's some good news there for him.
Opening bout, second term, Brad Seymour.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. Draper and Grundy both holding each other. And Draper will get the free kick. He's had a big say in this match thus far. Drives it towards half forward. Blakey gets a fist to it. Up high, came third man up.
Good kick as well. Found the big man in Draper. And he was hit from behind. And it was 50 against Errol Goulden. That's the call. He's trying to get a 100-metre penalty here, Draper, as he dropped it back into Goulden. But just 50 for now. And that takes him all the way inside, attacking 50. Pretty late hit, and he wasn't going for the footy, Goulden. I like it from the umpire.
Yeah, but looking at it, he'd already jumped before the ball got to Draper's hands, and then Goulden actually backed off. He didn't try and collect him or anything. It was just a really soft touch in the back. That's a soft 50 metre, and that's a big 50 metre. Have a look where he's taken him.
Triple M C-Bus Super Special comments. He'll get out with the tape measure later on. Troy Luff, as Draper was given maybe 60 metres here.
At least.
He'll kick from about 50, the big man. He can give it a wallop as well. Good-looking drop. Parties rifled it through. That's how you make the most of a 50-metre penalty. Outside of D50, and he marks on the halfback flank for the Bombers. Wow. Waits for teammates to storm down the SCG. Kicks to a Swan. Oh, big hit again. Draper on Lloyd. It took the mark in front. So the big men throwing their weight around. 50 has been paid here. Umpires want to get things rolling. But there have been some big flashpoints at the SCG in this contest. Lloyd plays on. Finds a teammate unmarked inside forward 50 as the Bombers switched off. They left Papley all alone.
Yeah, Melican and Rampy went straight after Draper.
Papley, he'll kick from just inside 50 on a 45-degree angle. Stand by for the celebration if Papley can drill it. He snuck it home, the little plumber. And it's a pretty subdued celebration, but the Swans fans love it. Their team leads by 9 points on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Now, you only get the big pump up when it's on the run, Speedy. The set shots, he's already calmed down. When it's on the run, that's when he kisses the bicep and gives the crowd high fives. It was really good work there. Firstly from Lloyd to get in front of the pack, take the mark and cop the hit. And while all the Bombers started to remonstrate, Lloyd just said, oh, I'll just mosey on up the ground and find some space to kick into. And Papley will eat. Papley's coming off after he kicks the goal. So maybe it's just an Isaac Heaney rule, Speedy. He's the only one that doesn't come off after kicking a goal.
Campbell stays in the contest. Pushes it inside forward 50. Nick Hine comes. Martin comes. Heppel comes. The cavalry arrive and Caldwell should escape.
And kicks. He was dumped by Grundy after the kick. Langford. Oh, it played on out of bounds. How does that work? Swans fans up in arms. But Langford finds a teammate. There's a goal coming up to Gresham. And now the inquest into how that was allowed to unfold. Langford appeared to mark it maybe out of bounds. Then he played on certainly out of bounds. Ran past the Swan. Found Stringer all alone inside forward 50. And the Swans fans aren't at all happy. It's a one-point ball game here.
I had a perfect view of that one. You're just hearing the Swans crowd remonstrate. That was miles out of bounds on the foot.
Yeah, you think in 2024, as professionals, that sort of stuff doesn't happen.
Durham puts it out in front of Gresham. He had time to tidy up and go back to Archie Perkins. Shape for a handball. Instead, comes back onto his right boot and finds a good target. Peter Wright, just outside the arc. He could kick it from here on a slight angle. He could kick it from another 10 metres further out.
It's only his second mark tonight, Peter Wright. He's only had the one kick and a few handballs.
Chance to put the Bombers back in front. 2 metre, Peter. They trail by 2 points right now. He is the boo boy here at the SCG tonight after what he did to Harry Cunningham in the opening minutes. He'll kick from 55. Drop punt. Looks picture perfect off the boot. Peter Wright hits the scoreboard and has the Bombers on top. 7-4-46 to 6-6-42.
James Jordan, high ball towards full forward. They all fly. No one stays down. Comes to the back. McInerney, can he get his boot to it? I'm not sure if he did or did he?
Oh,
yes, he did. McInerney went off the ground.
I'm not sure it's his goal.
No, I think it's a Marty's.
You think it's a Marty's?
It's a Marty's.
Well, either or, Sydney get the goal and they're back in front by 2 points. Triple M Tanium Caravan scoreboard.
Yeah, they've given it to Amati here on the stat sheet, the Red Z lending stats.
And I think 2 centimetres out,
yeah,
maybe.
I think, what if you have a look at the Harvey Norman replay, I think Amati was actually trying to get out of the way of the ball as it was bouncing, and it's actually hit him on the boot. Oh!
It's a scorpion kick,
isn't it? He stole it, Amati.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh. No, he didn't steal it, Luffy, because it was touched. It wouldn't have stood for McInerney.
It was touched.
So he needed to do the scorpion kick a la Riley McGree.
Oh, there you go.
For the Newcastle Jets a few years ago, if you catch him on drift. Or Olivier Giroud for Arsenal. He's done a scorpion kick goal. I'm not sure it's ever been seen before in the AFL, Snapper.
And Goldstein takes the mark 12 metres out directly in front.
You're not the only one that thought that, Snapper. Look at the Harvey Norman screen. John Longmire just absolutely was tearing shreds off Nick Blakey there. He was trying to make body contact. He was trying to get in the space. In the end, he touched nobody, and it was an uncontested mark to Goldstein.
Well, this was one of the talking points going into this match. They went in with two ruckmen. Goldstein makes no mistake. Essendon back in front. Seesawing match at the SCG. They lead it by 4 points from the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
He's having a look now. That's the sixth lead change already had. And
that's his first goal as a Bomber, and he got the treatment as well. There's not much left on top, and it got a real rough up from many a teammate inside forward 50 after kicking his first goal for Essendon, 158th of his career, just his second game as a Bomber.
Out of sight of the ground. Gould takes two steps.
What about that?
Jams it onto the chest of Papley. And Papley marks 45 out directly in front. Paddington Ed.
You know what's so good about Errol Goulden? It's not just his skill, it's his decision making. He literally had half a second to decide, where am I going to kick this? He had a few options and he's just drilled it to Papley between two Essendon players, and Papley has not had to move.
Yeah, pretty good on the Harvey Norman replay too. Luffy save up to 23% on Samsung 2023 TVs. Hurry, only while stocks last. In-store and online now at Harvey Norman. So Papley a chance, bread and butter stuff, 45 out directly in front, he's got it! Sydney back in front, lead change number 6 for the quarter, and Sydney lead it by 3 points, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Yep, 6 for the quarter, 8 for the game now already, and like, the praises are going to come for Errol Goulden over the years. His work rate at training and when he plays is just non-stop. Players just don't work that hard as what he does. He'll be in a contest speedy in the back pocket, and all of a sudden he'll be in the forward pocket getting the next ball. He just doesn't stop, and if he doesn't get 30 possessions, it doesn't worry him because he knows he's working hard.
Goldstein just tries to flick it to the back. Papley bursts through. It pushes it forward. Siren sounds as the circuit breaker for the first half.
Papley kicked the goal.
And an entertaining one it was. Sydney 8-9-57. They'll take a slender 4-point lead into the main break. Essendon 8-5-53.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
A home side by 4 points. It's thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy. We're underway in the third term. Rowbottom, snout over the footy, working hard. Just flicked out to Blakey. Blakey uses the outside of his boot. Goes towards half forward. Amati doesn't let him down. Takes a good mark in front of Laverde. He'll have to come back off the mark. He does now. So Amati, about 60, 65 from home. He sets this one up. They'll jump. It's Logan McDonald. Did he grab it? He did. Oh,
how?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the defensive effort on that particular occasion, but Logan McDonald's taken the mark. 30 out directly in front. Randwick end.
I'm just looking at Mackay there now. He's dirty with himself because he actually let that go through his hands, and just a little bit of body work from McDonald pushed Mackay underneath the ball. And well, there was a hand in there from Mackay, but it's still a mark. It's still a mark.
I think Ben Mackay would want that one back again. He's a big, strong boy, Ben Mackay. So Logan McDonald, a chance to get Sydney off to a flying start in the second term. 35 out, directly in front. Goal umpire does not move. They stand as one at the Randwick end and celebrates. It makes the Red and White Army reasonably impressed, and they lead it by 10 points. 9-9-63 the Swans. Essendon 8-5-53.
Perkins pushed as he kicked. Still found the target, though. Peter Wright clunked it about 30 from home. And here come the boos for 2-metre Peter.
You watch Melican there in that marking contest. He was too worried about what was coming from behind him. He kept looking around. Peter Wright, eyes for the ball only, a really good contested mark. And his last shot for goal, there were a lot of boos, but it went straight through the middle, and I feel he's going to do the same thing here.
Triple M, CBus, super special comments and predictions from Troy Luff. Can he silence the boo boys here? Peter Wright trying to get the margin back within one straight kick. Ambles in, drop punt on the way, and he steered home another one. 9-6-60. The Bombers trail by 3 points now on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
This is a big one to win now. It's going to go the way of Corey Warner, Chad Warner, Goulden, 55 from home. Driving ball does Errol. Stop it! Oh, stop it! 55 out. Driving ball to the southern end, Errol Goulden. And Sydney stretched the margin to 8 points.
You called it right, Snapper. Just how important that ball was just in the Swans' forward flank. One way or the other, whoever got it out first, in the end it was the Swans, just forced it forward. And Errol Goulden said it to you before, Speedy. He's better at having shots from a distance than rather directly out in front. And that shows you why.
But they worked it out. Hayward to McLean. One more handball over the top would have been interesting. But he saw a better option, Florence. Out in front of Jordan. Does the team thing. Sets it up beautifully. Overhead mark taken by Patley in space. About 20 from home.
Another fast movement there from the Swans. They've now taken marks inside their forward 50. 12. The Bombers just six. It's just their accuracy at goals is what's hurting the Swans. That's the difference between this game at the moment is the Swans have missed opportunities at goals. The Bombers haven't. We haven't seen a lot of set shots from the Bombers that have missed. They've all been rushed, whereas the Swans have missed a lot of set shots.
Papley's already kicked two, lining up for his third set shot. Stabs through another one. All three of his goals have been set shots tonight. And it extends the Swans' margin out to their biggest of the ball game. 11-12-78 to 9-8-62. The Bombers here. 6 minutes remaining in the third term on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Can you explain this to me, Speedy? Look, he's coming off again. He's had a great game, Tom Papley. He's one of the highest possession getters for the Swans. He's had 20 disposals. He's hit 3 goals.
He does look exhausted, though, Luffy.
Why does he have to come on?
Well, you've got to get a rest at some stage.
Caldwell left it behind. Melligan was in the way. Nick Martin coming up from halfback. Pushes it back to Stringer. Stringer around the body. Bending. It's good. Stringer kicks one. Draws the margin back to 11 points in the shadows of three-quarter time.
Bombers were about to take it out of there, but caught was Archie Perkins by McInerney. And the umpire said, hang on a minute, it's gone the other way for a dangerous slinging old tackle. We're having a look on the Triple M Harvey Norman replay, and it does look a little dangerous, but Perkins was... doing the ring of Rosie.
What is happening to this game?
Picks up McInerney for his second involvement in the chain. Chips to Blakey, who can go back and take the set shot he thought about playing on.
Geez, they nearly stuffed the helpless Swans. It looked so good up until that pass. Honestly, I'm still shaking my head at that tackle. That is a perfect tackle from McInerney in the center of the ground. He tackled his arm. He didn't sling him to the ground. It was just the movement. It gets to a point. What is happening with this game of football now? You can't tackle like that. Anyway, now we've got Nick Blakey having a shot for goal.
Some controversial Triple M CBus super special comments from Troy Luff as Blakey lines up his first shot of the season. How's it look off the boot? It is picture perfect from the leaping lizard. And the Swans extend their lead. 12-13-85 to 10-8-68.
Ball gets to the back. Goulden, can he get his boot to it? He can. It's a mark to McLean. A siren sounds. So margin stands at 17 before the McLean kick. This will hurt Essendon late in the term.
Whoa. Biggest margin of the game if he kicks this. And he's going back a long, long way.
Even when Errol Goulden's off balance getting tackled, he still finds a target.
They just put it to a dangerous spot, didn't he? Sydney win the contest, the clearance from the throw in quickly onto Goulden's boot. Puts it to a dangerous spot. So McLean now with the footy. A chance to set Sydney on a 23-point lead into three-quarter time. Directly in front, punches the air, does Hayden McLean. And they take a 23-point lead into three-quarter time. 13-13-91 Sydney. They lead Essendon 10-8-68.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy. Can Essendon get back-to-back wins? Or will Sydney be 3-0 at the end of this one? They get a free kick out of the middle. It'll go to Chad Warner. He looks up and drops it on the chest of Sammy Wicks, and the boys run for him. He's got either option. It could be Chad Warner or it could be Goulden. Warner gives it to Goulden. Goulden on his left side, a little chipping ball. He wants Grundy down low in the grass to Haywood. Haywood will bend it round. Sydney with the fast start. Just what the doctor ordered as they stand and applaud at the northern end. Sydney stretched the margin to 29 points, 97-68.
I don't know about you, you look at Brody Grundy, 202 centimetres, sprinted out, picked the ball, bent down and picked the ball up in one swoop and handballed it off to Haywood. That was fantastic from the big man Brody Grundy to set that up. 31 seconds that took.
Merritt steals it off him, pushes it forward. McCartan will have to go back and get rid of it. Great tackle, holding the footy. It'll be a free kick to Merritt. Only 10, 12 metres out, acute angle, but that shouldn't worry him.
That's poor from Tommy McCartan because he had Louis Melican standing in the goal square by himself calling for the handball, and he decided to try and take on the player, and you just don't do that close to the goals.
So Merritt a chance to draw it back to 24 points. Steps out, round the body, a man of his skill makes short work of that. Essendon claw one back. 24 points the margin.
Funny, a lot of the supporters will be sitting here going, we've got this for the Swans. But last year, we saw the Bombers kick five of the last six goals to only just miss out on the win. And as I said before the game, they've had so many tight games here, or so many tight games between the two clubs. The last seven have been under 10 points, only one game in the last eight. And the interesting thing, though, the Swans have only lost once here to Essendon in their last 10 games. Over the last 12 years, they've played 17 games. Swans 13-4.
Spits out to James Jordan. High ball. Merritt waits down. Merritt round the body with his left. Oh, that's a magical goal. Merritt went round the body. He only needs half a yard. And that was terrific. His second for the term. And they claw another one back. Margin 18 points. Essendon 81, Sydney 99 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
We just see it happen so often. The Swans have had all the play in their forward half. They've had shots at goal, opportunities to create shots at goal, and they've missed it. And all of a sudden, the first time it goes down into Essendon's forward 50, bit of a scrimmage and Merritt. Merritt's had a fantastic game today. He's had 27 disposals and kicked a couple of goals.
Down the guts here, but the tackle from the sub. Davey creates a turnover. Got a legal kick away, but it doesn't matter now. No, oh, he waited for the footy. Takes the mark in the end, Gresham. He was lucky. McCartan nearly got there to effect the spoil, and Gresham marks 40 from home here. A chance to make the margin back to just 11 points if he kicks truly here.
A little bit inexperience there from McInerney. Just at this time of the game, you don't need to try and take someone in the middle of the ground. Just get it going forward. Because the mistake has now caused an opportunity for the Bombers to bring the margin back to 11 points.
Kick the opening goal of the game in the first minute. Lining up for goal number three here, the former Saint. He's almost directly in front, comes inside the arc, kicks from 48 metres out, gives it everything, the little man. He likes it off the boot, another fist bump. It's tightening up at the SCG big time here, the Bombers. 13-10-88, trail the Swans 14-15-99 by 11 points. So McInerney taking his time, chips into space. Goulden popped up here and taken the mark. He juggled it three times for theatrical effect. But he'll go back and take the set shot here.
Terrific kick, McInerney.
And again, just Errol Goulden's work rate. He just ran in hard. Is he going to kick this around the corner? No. I thought he was marking it to kick around the corner. But yeah, Errol Goulden's ran centre of the ground, saw a little bit of space, ran into it, and spot-on kick from McInerney.
Could this move Luffy's needle? If he takes them past the ton at the SCG, Errol Goulden. They're on 99, the Swans. He's one of the best players in the comp. Errol Goulden, left foot shot on the way. Oh, mark it down for Errol.
And he's got the celebration going out of European soccer, I reckon, because he loves his Liverpool, does Errol Goulden. And he's made it 15-15, 105 to 13-10, 88. Handy margin now with 9 minutes of game time remaining on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. But in the end, it breaks the Heaney. Fires a handball right across the face of the square towards Warner. He does well against Martin. Still going here. Ball to be won inside forward 50 now. Warner latches onto it. Left foot snap across there his body. And Chad Warner puts the seal on things. He's missed a few tonight, but he nails this one. It's the Swans' 17th goal. 17-17, 1-1-9 to 14-11, 95. With 3 minutes to go, they lead by 4 goals on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
I reckon there was a big sigh of relief went across the whole crowd there, because too many times these people have seen the Swans either blow leads like this or make it too tight. With Chad Warner coming in, kicking a nice snag there, I think it's just about putting it out of question now for the Swans. And high-scoring match. We've had over 200 points scored today. In today's AFL, we don't see it too often when teams get such high scores, particularly if Essendon kick another goal. For two teams to kick 100 points each, that is very rare.
Grundy waits underneath it, can't take the mark. Papley front and square, James Jordan rides shotgun with him. A little low ball towards goal. He's kicked a beauty! Oh, James Jordan! That'll be replayed on Monday. They come from everywhere to congratulate him, but he was almost in row three when he let fly on the right shoe, and it went skimming off the grass and straight through. 30 points the margin now as we count down a minute and change in the final term. Triple M Titanium scoreboard, 18-17, 125 Sydney, Essendon 14-11, 95.
First goal in the red and white for James Jordan. Well done. That's why everyone got over to him. And Brody Grundy in the first half, I think he was well beaten in the ruck and he wasn't getting a lot of the ball. In the second half, he has really turned it around. He's had 19 hit outs and he's had 10 disposals himself. So after being well beaten by both Draper and Goldstein, Grundy's turned around the second half.
Set upon by Haywood, ball spills on the outside to Warner, looking for two and quick to tap in. Chad Warner has a couple. The Swans go bang, bang. And the fans who've hung around at the SCG are being treated to a late, late show here. 19-17, 131. They lead by a big margin now over the Bombers. 14-11, 95 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
In the blink of an eye, the Swans have kicked 6 goals this quarter. What was pretty even, all of a sudden the Swans have just totally dominated this last part of the game.
Crowd falls silent, but they're ready to sing the song here at the SCG. The Swans will win. Stringer might kick a late one. He's going back to take the set shot. He knows the siren is about to sound. And there it goes. Swans are winners, but by how much? Stringer told that he must kick over the man on the mark. Looking to take the Bombers past 100 at the SCG, but it won't be enough. Moves in. Drop punt on the way. He slots it. 15-11, 101 the Bombers, but not enough to challenge the Swans in the end, who win 19-17, 131 by 30 points at the SCG to go 3-0.
Footy's mini match of the round every Monday, and get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.